The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofo, says the release of 8 million Ghana cedis is for metropolitan assemblies to do sanitation work and also bill sanitation service providers who are cash-strapped because of indebtedness. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the sector minister said he has directed the assemblies to step up revenue generation through effective property rate collection to support waste management. He spoke to George Ankra.
The disbursement is largely for the metropolitan assemblies, which have been overwhelmed by these sanitation challenges. And they have engaged a number of service providers who are assisting in the management of waste in the metropolis and are indebted to these service providers, which I believe is one of the causes of the sanitation program that we have. So the ministry, we decided to build the metropolitan assemblies out of this situation because we believe that once we are able to restore the service providers, they will be able to accelerate the pace of the refuse collection and thereby reduce any effect that it might have on the people as far as the health of the people are concerned. So these monies are to be paid to major service providers, companies that have been assisting the metropolitan assemblies in collecting waste. They are indebted to them to the tune of about 50 million Ghana cedis. The ministry has decided to pay approximately 50% of the indebtedness.
Since when was this indebtedness recorded?
I think it's indebtedness over the past 3 years or so. Some of them, assemblies came to inherit them when the NDC came to power, and some had been at fault. And we felt that once the service providers do not have cash, it affects their rate of delivery. So in the face of this cholera outbreak and other challenges, let the ministry come in and then assist them. And so that is the kind of relief package that we have extended to the metropolitan and a few municipal assemblies.
Others who say, even though that is a very good gesture in the right direction, the amount is inadequate. Because why would they wait till this time? What prevented them from paying their service providers?
In the first place, I have also directed the assemblies. For that matter, my ministry will not be in any position to come to the assistance again because I believe that the metropolitan assemblies have the capacity to generate enough resources to manage waste within the metropolis. In fact, if you take property rates, for instance, the assemblies were up and doing in the collection of property rates, I guess they could have gotten even more than necessary to invest some of the money in other investment opportunities in the metropolis. So I've charged them that we will be monitoring them very critically. We'll be assessing a very small meeting with all of them to look at their revenue generation plans, how much they want to accrue property. Or if you take AME and Accra Center and you look at huge structures of various MMDAs and public organizations and you look at the cost of those projects, and if you want to quantify percentage of property rate that those properties are supposed to cost, then of course the assemblies shouldn't have been in any financial difficulty at all. But because once a while government comes to their aid, they are relaxing. And I have said that honeymoon is over. They will have to re-strategize and ensure that they generate enough resources to at least manage waste. They cannot manage waste then in the metropolis, and I have a problem with this. They have said a message loud and clear and have given promises that they will work very hard to live up to expectations.
Mr. Ofosu-Ampofo called for national support for communal labor to rid the communities of filth to reduce the spread of communicable diseases